different start to the best 5 minutes of the day because the birthday boy, Jason Kahn, on the other end of the phone. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
52, congratulations.
52 years old, yep, I made it.
Mm-hmm.
So, another 52 to go.
Let's see, somebody chiming in here.
Oh, he's got to be at least 50.
Yeah, he is, 52 actually, so.
52, right. yep.
Well, yep. Congratulations.
Probably healthier than I was at 51, so that's good.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah,
been
so.
A big year.
Just kind of recap that again. I mean, just how you because that's been a huge decision you made and have been just reaping positive results.
Yep, last November, sitting down with my wife and just started crying and saying, I just feel so hopeless about my weight. Ended up having a procedure called a sleeve gastrectomy. And so in the last year, actually since about February, I've lost 111 pounds. And
wow.
So it's been a gift to myself, I guess, is a good way to put it. And been much more active. I'm eating healthier. And, yeah, it's been a good year for me.
But I know, I don't know, probably combined with it. I mean, because of all the walking, that helps with the weight loss. But then also, because you feel better, you feel like you can do that more.
Absolutely. And, you know, anybody who's tried to get healthy or lose weight knows that it can feel like this vicious cycle where you don't feel like it and then you don't, and then you're less healthy and then you don't feel like it and you're less healthy. And so kind of getting over that hump to start those healthy behaviors, I think they say like developing a habit takes 40 days or something like that. And so that's been a thing for me that's been really good through this whole process is getting back into some regular physical activity.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we've had you on the show. It'll be 5 years at the end of the year, so almost five full years, and I can't thank you enough. I mean, there's just so much. I mean, I'm just getting ready for my card tomorrow morning to just be, you know, dripping with gratitude for that, the fact that you, you know, exist and that you're just, that, you know, wow, you're my friend. I mean, I just, that's such a cool privilege for me, so.
Well, you know, and it's, and I would echo that. And, you know, have been friends. You know, we started just by talking about Larry Crabb, you know, a little bit before that with some Teamwork Africa stuff. But, you know, then started talking regular on the radio and have become best friends over that time. And, I mean, that's been a blessing, I think, for both of us. So.
Well, it's just, morning after morning. And really, this pattern that's developed was just 5 days a week for 5 minutes, checking in maybe throughout the day.
Yep.
And then Saturday morning breakfast, and boy, I thank God for it. In a world that's absolutely crazy, it's just really a privilege. So thank you so much.
And it's nice to have that place where you can touch base on a daily basis when the world feels so crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, tell you what, it struck me the other day that you said, I asked you, have you ever played Rapid Fire on this show? And you didn't think you had.
No.
Is that right? So I think.
I don't think so.
Which is kind of a. The odd thing is it's kind of a get-to-know-you game we do on this show, usually with people who we're just getting to know. But despite the fact that we've had you on for almost 5 years, it's about time we play Rapid Fire. So are you ready?
Sure.
We put 60 seconds on the clock, and here we go. Who's your hero?
Larry Crabb.
All right, there we go. These food items, tell me if you like them or not. Raisins.
No.
Mushrooms.
Yes.
Coconut.
Definitely.
Pineapple on pizza?
No.
Cucumbers?
No.
All right. How about creamy or crunchy peanut butter?
Creamy.
Mm-hmm. You could live anywhere. Where would it be?
Finland.
What is your favorite family vacation?
Going back to my hometown, I guess.
What's the best thing about your career?
That I get to talk with interesting people every day.
Mm-hmm. What's the toughest thing about your job?
Talking with difficult people every day.
What's your favorite breakfast cereal?
Cracklin' Old Bran.
What's the last book you read?
What is the last book I read? Nick Offerman's Where the Deer and the Antelope Play.
Who makes you laugh?
You do.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you.
Sure.
Ah, so there
now
we go.
Now I'm like going back and rethinking my answers. I'm like, what would I have changed? So.
Yeah, it's interesting because we came to that. I think I brought in some coconut donuts yesterday, and, you know, different people are, oh, yeah, I don't like coconut. We started thinking about what are the different, it's like coconut, raisins, mushrooms, pineapple on pizza, the crunchy or creamy peanut. These are some of the food questions. Somebody else at my other job said cilantro.
That, I mean, that, there's this, you know, some people have this gene where cilantro tastes like soap.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah, and so, you know, so it's not just a, oh, I don't really like it. It's, it actually tastes like soap to them. And so there's a reason some people don't like cilantro.
Yeah. Our friendship has endured even though you don't like raisins. So
it's true. Yeah, you know, I have eaten them out of the box, and that I don't mind. But it's when they're in things, that is a real disappointment.
Right. But we do find solidarity on coconut, so there we go.
Right.
And mushrooms.
One of the best things in the world.
All right. Closing out, and instead of going into reading what you said in Letters to the Beloved from Matthew 25, and it's, what, 11 days till the election now and early voting day four. Give me, you know, what's a verse or a scriptural promise that means a lot to you in this very tumultuous time in which we live, both before and who knows after the election? What are you holding on to?
Probably I would go with First Colossians, right, where it says that God is reconciling all things in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the specific. I just heard Colossians.
Colossians 1, is that? Okay. Yeah.
Yep, I think it's in Colossians 1.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and there's that section from 15 to 20 where it just talks about the role of Christ. But the idea of reconciling all things. Yeah, so it says, for God in his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. And that's 19 and 20 of chapter 1. And that, for me, that's just the idea that everything will make sense in the end.
Yeah.
When right now it doesn't is one of the things I go back to.
That is encouraging. And happy birthday from Keith and Owen. No, from the listeners.
Oh.
Happy birthday from Keith and Owen. And Vicky in Eau Claire says, happy birthday, Jason. October birthdays are the best, she says.
October's the best, Vicky. And thank you both.
All right. You guys are dancing on my June love here. Thank you, friend. Under a seat tomorrow. There we go. The birthday boy, Jason Cairns. All right. The Wake Up Show here on a Friday morning. And the time for some October Connect Month roll call.
Yes. So, again, we've asked on our social media, and we're asking on the text line as well at 715-396-1670. Where are you listening from? And again, if you want to go into more detail, too, about how the station's part of your life, we'd love that. You can leave that in a text or voicemail format at 715-396-1670. But it could just be as simple as just saying, hey, I'm listening from Rice Lake. I'm listening from Hayward. Uh-huh. I'm listening from La Crosse. 715-396-1670. Of course, we do have a little bit of an incentive for you to do that as well, too, because we got to get those connects.
Yeah, and so... You know, in some ways we do this with Tuesday Trivia and Win It Wednesday, right? Because we like to ask you. It's become just kind of customary to say, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And we both are encouraged by that throughout the year. But especially we'd love to hear from you during October Connect Month. And so on the WIB Facebook page, I'm seeing Jody says that she's listening in Spooner.
All right. And James says on the WIB Facebook page, listening from Arkansas this morning, Arkansas, Wisconsin.
Kimberly in Chippewa Falls and Karen in Hickston.
And Dawn from Knapp. I was driving that way the other day. Some beautiful fall colors. So here's what we want. 715-396-1670. You can jump in on the social media side. But a little extra incentive to get that phone out and shoot us a text or leave us a voicemail at 715-396-1670. It can be as simple as, again with this roll call, who are you? Where are you listening from? Let us know your name and where you're listening from. I have a Chick-fil-A free chicken sandwich card. And by the end of the show, we will give that to somebody just at random. Again, just a little extra incentive. It's our WIB Wake Up Show roll call. Where are you listening from this morning? Shoot us a text, your name and where you're listening from at 715-396-1670. Connect with us here in October.
Fantastic.
Good morning. This is Sherry, and I'm listening to WWIV this morning from the beautiful city of Whitehall, Wisconsin, smack dab in the middle of Trumbull County. Have a great day, and God bless.
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Keith from Owen, listening as always to WWIV in the morning and listening to the morning show. I always enjoy you guys' antics, but I always enjoy listening to all the good music, too. Mark's still really loving that new song from Stephen Curtis Chapman, You Are Loved. You guys have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.
It's time now to get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time, friends. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Billionaire Elon Musk says people should worry less about the cost of having children and start having families right away.
And then he says you should buy the all-new Tesla minivan.
Uh-huh.
The presidential election is a week from this Tuesday.
Yeah, it's like waiting for the season finale episode of a show no one likes.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes, the presidential election is coming up fast.
And once it's over, we can just go back to arguing over things like whether iPhone or Android is better.
That'll be a relief.
Science says that a high-fat diet changes the brain, making you want to eat more.
That explains why when I eat a cheeseburger, it makes me want French fries, which makes me want a milkshake, which makes me wonder why I ordered only one cheeseburger.
So that's how that works.
Mm-hmm. Researchers say dolphins refer to each other by a distinctive sound. In other words, the researchers say the dolphins have names for each other.
And those sounds they make are still better than most celebrity baby names. A researcher at the University of Illinois conducted a survey to find out if there was a link between your personality and the kind of soup you prefer. Interesting, he found that tomato soup lovers were book lovers, chicken noodle soup eaters were less active, and vegetable soup people were less likely to be technological whizzes.
He also found that people without electric can openers preferred mac and cheese.
Makes sense.
Finally, experts say that space around Earth is getting so crowded, it's inevitable that spacecraft will crash into one another.
Just when you thought Geico had run out of ideas for TV commercials. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
We've come to the end of the week, and time now for the best of the week.
Good morning, early morning, WWIB listeners. This is Packer Bob, or Birthday Bob. Mac Powell is such a large part of my testimony. After being married for 19 and a half years, I lost the love of my life to lung cancer. I had two beautiful daughters to raise. Faith, my oldest daughter, was a freshman, and Cecily was in her mother's second grade class. My life was instantly changed so radically. The economy was in a tailspin, and on top of it, I lost my job. I'm so grateful for WWIB and friends like Mark Halverson, for my church family, and for guys like Matt Powell and his song, Cry Out to Jesus.
To everyone who's lost someone they love, long before it was their time, you feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye.
Walking the dogs yesterday, and we're at McDonough Park, and I hear this boy, I don't know, I would say he's about 13, and he's kind of seemingly like he's talking to a dog. I don't know. He's walking there at the park, and then all of a sudden he goes up to the restroom. There's kind of an individual restroom stall near the pickleball courts at McDonough. He opens it up, and this dog comes running out of the restroom and charging right at us. And So I was a bit flustered.
Sure.
Because you don't know.
Right, of course.
Is the dog coming for me? Is he coming for my dog? You don't know. And the boy didn't seem to be. There was no apology. It was more like, chill, dude. Yep. And he came and got the dog. And I've said, like, you can't put your dog in the restroom. He basically, like, watch me. So, welcome to America.
65% of people consume this. What is it?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yeah, it's you. This is your moment.
All right. Pizza?
Pizza. Well, first, what's your name and where you're calling from? Because I'm assuming your name isn't pizza. We went into one of the big box stores on Saturday evening. They had a cart full of things that were on clearance, and Cooper starts digging in there, and he's like, look. And he found a Brewers baseball cap that was on clearance for $3.
Nice.
And it looked great. And then he found another one exactly the same, and he said, we should get matching hats. And this is the thing. When my son is 9 years old, there might not be a lot of years left where he wants to look like dad, wants to wear things that match with dad. So you better believe I bought two of those $3 baseball caps, and we wore them together all throughout the weekend.
Cry Out to Jesus carried me through that storm. It's been 17 and a half years ago now. But in 2022, WWIB hosted OneFest, and guess who was there? Matt Powell. I got to personally meet him, and we were allowed to ask one question. I got the opportunity to share with Matt Powell in one question what Cry Out to Jesus meant to me at that moment. Matt gave me the biggest hug and stated that he was so thankful that he could be part of my journey. There was such healing in that moment.